Part 2, pages 22 to 35. When morning came, Mr. Gregg was the first to wake up. He opened his eyes. He was about to put out a hand for his watch to see the time, but his hand wouldn't come out. "That's funny," he said. "Where is my hand?" He lay still, wondering what was up. Maybe he had hurt that hand in some way. He tried the other hand. That wouldn't come out either. He sat up. Then, for the first time, he saw what he looked like. He gave a yell and jumped out of bed. Mrs. Gregg woke up, and when she saw Mr. Gregg standing there on the floor, she gave a yell too, for now he was a tiny little man. He was maybe as tall as the seat of a chair, but no taller. And where his arms had been a pair of duck's wings instead.
But, cried Mrs. Gregg, growing purple in the face. "My dear man, what has happened to you?"
"What's happened to both of us, you mean?" shouted Mr. Gregg. It was Mrs. Gregg's now to jump out of the bed. She ran to look at herself in the glass, but she was not tall enough to look into it. She was even smaller than Mr. Gregg, and she, too, had wings instead of arms.
"Oh, oh, oh, oh," sobbed Mrs. Gregg.
"This is witch's work," cried Mr. Gregg, and both of them started running around the room, flapping their wings. A minute later, Mr. Philip and William bursted in. The same thing had happened to them. They had wings and no arms, and they were really tiny. They were about as big as robins.
"Mama, mama, mama," chirruped Philip.
"Look, mama, we can fly." And they flew up into the air.
"Come down here at once," said Mrs. Gregg. "You are much too high."
But before she could say another word, Philip and William had flown right out of the window. Mr. and Mrs. Gregg ran to the window and looked out. The two tiny boys were now high up in the sky. Then Mrs. Gregg said to Mr. Gregg, "Do you think we could do that, my dear?"
"I don't see why not," Mr. Gregg said.
"Come on, let's try." Mr. Gregg began to flap his wings hard, and all at once up he went. Then Mrs. Gregg did the same.
"Help," she cried, as she started going up. "Save me."
"Come on," said Mr. Gregg. "Don't be afraid." So out the window they flew, far up into the sky, and it did not take them long to catch up with Philip and William. Soon the whole family was flying around and around together.
"Oh, isn't this lovely?" cried William. "I've always wanted to know what it feels like to be a bird."
"Your wings are not going tired, are they, dear?" Mr. Gregg asked Mrs. Gregg.
"Not at all," Mrs. Gregg said. "I could go on forever."
"Hey, look down there," said Philip. "Somebody is walking in our garden." They all looked down, and there below them, in their own garden, they saw four enormous wild ducks. The ducks were as big as men, and what is more, they had great long arms like men instead of wings. The ducks were walking in a line to the door of the Greggs' house, swinging their arms and holding their beaks high in the air.
"Stop," called the tiny Mr. Gregg, flying down low over their heads. "Go away, that's my house."
The ducks looked up and quacked. The first one put a hand and opened the door on the house and let them in. The others went in after him. The door shut. The Greggs flew down and sat on the wall near the door. Mrs. Gregg began to cry.
Oh, dear," she sobbed. "They have taken our house. What shall we do? We have no place to go."
Even the boys began to cry a bit now.
"We'll be beaten up by cats and foxes in the night," said Philip.
"I want to sleep in my own bed," said William.
"Now then," said Mr. Gregg, "it isn't any good crying. That won't help us. Shall I tell you what we're going to do?"
"What?" they said.
Mr. Gregg looked at them and smiled. "We're going to build a nest."
"A nest?" they said. "Can we do that?"
"We must do that," said Mr. Gregg. "We've got to have somewhere to go to sleep. Follow me."
They flew off to a tree, and right at the top of it, Mr. Gregg chose the place for the nest.
"Now we want sticks," he said. "Lots and lots of little sticks. Off you go, all of you, and find them and bring them back here."
"But we have no hands," said Philip.
"Then use your mouths."
Mrs. Gregg and the children flew off. Soon they were back, carrying sticks in their mouths. Mr. Gregg took the sticks and started to build the nest.
"More," he said. "I want more and more and more sticks. Keep going."
The nest began to grow. Mr. Gregg was very good at making sticks stick together. After a while, he said, "That's enough sticks. Now I want leaves and feathers and things like that to make the inside nice and soft." The building of the nest went on and on. It took a long time, but at last it was finished. "Try it," said Mr. Gray, hopping back. He was very pleased with his work. "Oh, isn't this lovely," cried Mrs. Gray, going into it and sitting down. "I feel I might lay an egg any moment." The others all got in beside her. "How warm it is," said Philip. "And what fun to be living up so high," said Philip. "We may be small, but nobody can hurt us up here."
"But what about food?" said Mrs. Gregg. "We haven't had a thing to eat all day."
"That's right," Mr. Gregg said. "So we will now fly back to the house and go in by an open window and get a tin of biscuits when the ducks aren't looking."
"Oh, we'll be pecked to bits by those dirty great ducks," cried Mrs. Gregg.
"You shall be very careful, my love," Mr. Gregg said. And off they went. But when they got to the house, they found all the windows and doors were closed. There was no way in.